Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Kanye busted with Irina Shayk, and Kim's expressing her love for him. We have all the juicy details. Then J-Lo is moving to LA. Yes, she'll be closer to Ben, but will their relationship survive? Plus, Lizzo caught without pants and Crocs with heels. Has Hollywood lost its mind? Daily Pop, Kim tells Kanye she loves him, but is it because he's moved on with someone new? Morgan is out today. Justin is in New York, but he'll be joining us in just a minute, so stick around for that. And here with me in LA are Kim Whitley. Love our Kim. And podcast and television host Toby Gonzalez. Yay! I love sitting here with you guys. This is like an hour of girl chat. And
this has been amazing.
We also have a lot to get to because there are new romance rumors that are starting to run wild. So yesterday was Kanye's birthday and he spent it in France. I would spend it there too if I could, but it was who he was spotted with that has everyone talking. It is supermodel Irina Shayk. The two were just walking around with a group of friends and they appeared very comfortable with each other in these photos. We're told they were looking at art and Kanye took pictures of Irina. So when you look at these photos, okay, they don't exactly prove that they're like hot and heavy with each other or that they're a new couple, but it has to make you wonder if you're going away to France, to Provence is actually where they are, with somebody that is as hot as Irina.
Too hot.
There be something going on there? Toby, what do you think?
She's too hot to just be hanging out with. Like, nobody just hangs out with Irina Shayk. They're in love with her and like want to marry her. They're in France. It's romantic there. It's Provence. It's his birthday. Right. It's like, if I'm Kim, I'm like, ouchie.
And she has to get there unless she lives in France.
Correct.
She had to get on the plane or the train or something, the boat, and get there.
Yes.
So that is taking effort. And when you take effort, and that's for both of them. We know he doesn't live in France.
No.
And Kanye and Irina have known each other for a very long time. Yeah. She was in a video with him. She's modeled for his collection. They both share a love of fashion together. So it's not a new acquaintance. This is someone he's known for a very long time. Obviously, she was with Bradley Cooper for a very long time. They share a child. But when I saw these photos, I actually thought, if they are together and a couple, I think this is a good match for him. And wait, Kim, your mouth is wide open.
What?
I think it's a good match, but I have my, do you want to know why?
Of course I do.
Okay, so if you look back and think about Bradley and Irina's relationship, they were together for like almost 5 years. They were super, super private. I think the first time they were together was at the Met Gala for like a brief moment. There were hardly any photos of them. And then the only time you really saw them posing together on a red carpet was when Bradley was up for an Oscar and a Golden Globe in 2019.
Yes.
So she knows what it's like to be with someone that is super high profile, that wants his privacy. And that's why I think this is such a departure from Kim. Kim lives her life very publicly social.
Okay.
So if you're going to be with someone, you're going to be with someone probably different, at least as a rebound or in that first kind of phase of dating. I think it's a great match. And like you said, I mean, the woman is absolutely stunning.
I'm like, congratulations on your face and your body and your genetics. Good God.
Yeah, and she likes a high-profile guy. She dated Ronaldo. She dated Bradley Cooper.
I mean, see what you're saying.
Kanye's pretty high-profile. So I feel like it's a good fit because it feels like he does want some more privacy and intimacy. Yeah. He wants to be in Wyoming. It feels like Arena could be the woman that gives him that, at least temporarily.
Is she going to go to Wyoming, though?
I think
she will. It takes a certain type
of
woman.
Good question.
I don't think there's any woman that really says, I'm going to Wyoming.
I'd go to Wyoming.
That's true love, honey. If you're going to move to Wyoming.
Yes.
Okay, but here's the thing.
You're in love.
Okay, you're not moving to, like, some tiny log cabin in Wyoming that doesn't have running water, like Little House on the Prairie style. You are moving to Kanye's compound in Wyoming.
You're still in the middle of nowhere.
Now, another prisoner. That didn't even sound good. It sounded like I was moving into a cult. What are you talking about?
Hello.
Yeah, there's nothing to do.
Is anybody out there?
That's true.
You'll get bored. But if she's, you know, very private and quiet, but the photo right there, and if they've been friends, you know, I'm happy for him. We want to see Kanye happy.
Yes.
We want Kim to be happy.
Yes.
And if this is his next... conquest. good for him.
They look like they're socially distanced. You know how we always used to have to be 6 feet apart?
Yes.
Somebody was like, make sure you guys are at least 6 feet apart at all times so no one can get a photo.
And it's like, is this the one to help him get over her, or is this serious?
Well, you have to understand, when you date, you don't date down.
No,
you have to date up because your ex...
Kim, say that again louder for the people in the cheap seats.
Yeah, you have to date up, even if you're just saying, I got to do this, not to throw it in the person's face, but you know that Kim is judging and saying, oh, that's all you can get, or, oh, good for him. You want your ex to say, oh.
Yes, you don't downgrade.
No, you do,
not downgrade.
Even if you have to pay for it.
Yes.
Oh. You do not
pay for it. She said pay for it.
She said pay for it. Okay, now speaking of what Kim thinks, Kim did share a family photo yesterday for Kanye's birthday. It said, happy birthday, love you for life. So does this post make you think that there's any chance that she's having regrets now that she's seeing her ex in France, in a romantic location with another woman that looks like Arena?
We're talking about Arena Shake. I don't care who you are, even Kim Kardashian.
Yep,
seeing your man with a woman of that caliber,
look,
it looks like that.
I can't.
It's gonna...
I would be crushed. I'd be on the floor, under pillows. Don't talk to me. Don't look at me.
No, she is drop-dead gorgeous.
It's hard to look at her, you know?
And she doesn't have...
In a good way.
You're just like, wow. Like,
And she, that's what she should have been.
Yes.
A supermodel.
A supermodel.
Yeah. Beautiful, stunning, and probably a nice person. And if they've had this relationship for this very long time.
10 years,
Kim knows her and knows she's been around. And Kim is sitting at home saying, oh, when she was doing that video and I wasn't there, trust me, things happen quickly.
Yeah, but I like that she put out, I love you forever. It's just a little reminder, a little nudge. Remember who's number one, honey?
Four kids.
Don't forget, we got four kids.
Y'all have a video and one runway show. We have four
children
together.
It's like Arena, don't forget who's priority, honey. Don't forget who's the priority.
Okay, well, there's someone's opinion that I really want on this. So we're going to go to New York. We're going to go live to New York because Justin Sylvester... We had to get you in here for this. We're going to get to how it's going in New York. But, Justin, what did you think when you first saw the photos of Arena and Kanye on a romantic birthday getaway, an alleged birthday getaway?
By the way, I've known this has been going on for a few weeks now. I just hadn't
Ooh.
Said anything. So I have been thinking about this. I think if you're Kim Kardashian West and your husband divorces and you are tied to that name and you are tied to that person, you just want somebody who's going to come in, who's going to be normal, who's going to respect your children, who's going to respect the marriage that you guys had before, and who you like. I think Irina Shayk is probably good for her. I think the only thing that she would not like is if Kanye would have went, you know, took three steps backwards and dated somebody who, you know, talked a lot or who didn't understand the sanctity of celebrity and privacy and family.
I agree. I think for me, the fact that she has been so private in very high-profile relationships in the past makes her an easy fit for them. But Justin, I love that you said that you knew this. But how did you know before the rest of the world knew Justin Sylvester?
I don't know.
He's got the hot
gossip.
He
has his sources in Calabasas, strategically placed throughout the world. We gotta ask though, how was day two on the Today Show? You are killing it.
Oh my God, it was better than day one. I actually got the camera guys to look up from their phones, which was a win today, everybody. Yes. Make some noise.
Bravo.
Yes. But it was amazing. You know, Jenna Bush Hager is one of the sweetest people that I have ever worked with, and she held my hand throughout this whole thing. Yes, sweeter than all three of y'all, okay? Rambles, okay?
Look at these faces.
Amazing.
They're not happy.
I do miss you guys, and I really can't wait to come home.
Well, you did a fantastic job today. You could tell that you got way too comfortable fast. I was like, oh, he is really settling into that job. Yes. Excuse us.
You were in your element,
yes,
honey.
It was very, very,
I was going to say, Justin, you look really comfortable.
He looks very comfortable.
You're not on some stool. Like, you are like kicking back, laying.
Oh,
you look like you've gotten very cozy.
Act
in
like you've been here, honey. Yes.
By the way, look, they got budget here, honey. The chairs are plush. They are not sitting on those benches that we have to die over here. Okay. There is craft services. Like, it is nice.
It is nice.
That I love
so
it.
Okay, it might be
it.
Nice, but we miss you and you need to come back. When are you coming back? Get your ass on a plane.
Yes.
I will be home tomorrow morning, bright and early, ready to talk, gossip, gab, and give you everything.
Well, we'll be definitely waiting for I love the way he uses all three names for everyone, even Kim Kardashian West, which I think she's going to drop after a while.
I don't think she can.
You think she'll, because of the kids, you think?
No, she'll keep it for the kids.
Because of the kids, but also because she's branded everything KKW, KKW Beauty.
Yeah, that's expensive. Sell off all that old inventory, KKW music. Yeah, no, I think she'll keep it.
No, you're not dropping that. And by the way, Yolanda Hadid kept her last name all those years after leaving Muhammad Hadid because she wanted to be tied to her kids.
I feel
so
that.
So I think Kim Kardashian West is going to do the same thing.
I would do the same thing. Okay. I like that.
I agree. I just don't have a third last name.
We'll get you one.
By the way,
we'll get you
know what? I always tell people, don't drop the last name unless you marry somebody richer.
That's true. Unless it's an upgrade. Like these girls said, unless you're upgrading, there's no need to change the name.
I love the truth.
Yeah, I love it. Yes. Justin, we miss you. Can't wait to see you tomorrow.
See you guys tomorrow. I cannot wait.
All right, you look so handsome.
You did such an awesome job.
Thank you, guys.
Coming up, Lizzo gets busted in public at Craig's without pants. This is the video that y'all have to see. Then, is it okay to ask a celebrity to take a photo? Blake Shelton's weighing in, and his answer might surprise y'all. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay, so Lizzo was caught with no pants on. She had a little too much to drink. Listen, girl, we've all been there. And when she went to grab some food, the paparazzi showed up. Here's what she wrote on Instagram. She said, y'all, I pulled up to Craig's drunk with no pants on for some truffle fries, and this happened. I gotta be more prepared. Where are my pants? Of course, Lizzo being Lizzo, worked it for the cameras, but what would you do in this situation? And have you ever been caught pantless in public?
Wait a minute. First of all, I'm mad that we're surprised.
Yeah.
We should be more upset that she has on clothes.
Right.
I'm mad
right.
She said, where are my pants?
Right.
You know, if she was a person who wore pants all the time and had clothes on, we would be shocked. We would be like, oh my gosh, she doesn't have clothes. This is a lot of clothes, even though I do see a little brown underwear. I mean, and that she's acting coy? Come on.
You said, come on, Lizzo.
Right. And not to mention, she goes to the most paparazzi-packed place LA. It is Craig's, you guys. It is the most, like, it is the biggest place to go get your picture taken. So she's like, oopsie.
Yeah, that's true. My panties. There are paparazzi at Craig's for breakfast. Yes. Like, if you want an egg sandwich, there's paparazzi capturing you with your egg sandwich. And I will say, this no pants thing is not a new thing in Hollywood. No. Ariana Grande has been doing this for, like, 10 years.
Yes.
It has a term. It's a fashion term called lamp shading, where you do an oversized blazer or an oversized sweatshirt, right? Kind of like a lamp, and then you just got your little legs peeking out from the bottom. So this is not a new trend. I actually think this was styled. I think it's kind of styled that way.
Yeah.
Because the jacket's really oversized. It just so happens to cover exactly what it needs to cover. It's not like she went out in a cropped jean jacket.
No, I think it looks good. I think it's a vibe. I'm into it.
I agree.
Oh my God.
Look at her. But by the way, the truffle fries at Craig's are really good, so I know why she went
there. Now I have to go. But she's killing me with this. She's like, oh, did you?
She's like, oh.
Did you catch me?
She's like, I can't believe.
Oh my God.
Kim's speaking the truth today.
I love it. Yeah, but you're right. She is a person who's very comfortable, so where are my pants? She don't care.
We're not about it. All right, well, Blake Shelton says that if he sees you in public, he'll give you a high five, but not all stars feel the same way. Here's what Blake told Apple Music's Zane Lowe about life in the public eye.
I can pick and choose the days that I'm in the mood for it or not, you know, and it's up to me. I should never go to a restaurant on a day where I'm not up to someone approaching me. That's on me. And I've been with artists and I've seen them do it where they're like, you know what? Not today. You know, I'm not doing that today. And even though I relate to them for what they're doing, I hate it for whoever they're doing it to, because, you know, this person it's their one chance in their life that they're going to get a chance to say something that they wanted to say to this person.
I mean, this is why I love Blake Shelton. He's so real. He's from Oklahoma. Him. And by the way, I think he has a point. Like, this is the one time people get to see you. You made a decision to go out in public. I'm not saying that they should be attacked or like that their children should be vulnerable, but I do kind of agree with what he's saying. Kim, do you get stopped?
No, I was about to go off.
Okay, right? Hold on. Let me sit back. Yeah, okay, Kim, go.
I agree. You know what, Blake has a point, but let me explain something. This is a public service announcement. If you see a celebrity out, don't you go running over there like a crazy person. Slowly go up, say from a distance, hey, can I say hi? Can I from a distance? And if they're eating with their family, let them eat. Wait, if it's really important to you, wait until they're finished.
Yes.
And that, I say that because my father, early in my career, we were out at a restaurant here in LA, Harold and Bales. This is fantastic, my first time taking them. And people just kept coming up. My father said, you gotta stop. Mm-hmm. You have got to stop.
Yeah.
When you're with your family, Kim, we can't. Mm-hmm. You just got to tell fans. And especially, he said, if you're on a date, we had somebody with us, he said, you can't do this. So you have to have something to say to the fans. I don't agree, because this is the job we took to be rude.
No.
Just say, give me a moment. I'm with my family.
Right.
You know, or can we catch you another? You're right. It is the only opportunity. But you got to remember, you're not the only one.
Yeah.
If you got 10 people coming up to you a day, takes a big part of your life.
Yeah. You know, my husband played in the NFL for many, many years, and so he's got the sports fans, and they're just a different breed. You know, they're like, hey, Tony, what's up? I love you. You're on my fantasy team. And it's just, it can be, you know, at a restaurant, like you said, mid-bite or with your family. Well, they'll just come and insert themselves. And it always starts out with, I hate to do this. And you're like, you don't hate
then
to do it.
Then why do it?
Just wait a minute. You know,
Like
you said, I love what Blake said. And I love that he is so kind to his fans. And I feel like everybody should take a page out of his book and just be nicer and be more,
nicer. That's the thing.
Just
especially
be nicer.
To children.
You can be nice and still say, not right now. Or can you wait till after I'm finished with my meal? Yeah.
Except with kids, I think we should have an exception. With the children, you see their little face and it could damage them.
Yeah, I agree.
And I will tell you, I have been injured by fans twice.
What?
Him?
Yes, at a Super Bowl.
Who injured you?
I got choked. A drunk fan came up. He was like, oh, my God, I love you. And he came around. He took his hand around my neck. And he was so excited and yelling at people. And it was at halftime. And he choked me so I passed out.
Kim!
He had helped me. Yep. All I remember is some security came up. So I've been there.
Okay,
another girl stretched my arm. Oh, my God. And she took her nails. Blood came out my arm. So that's why.
Yeah.
No, right. Sometimes you'll see celebrities saying, hey, hey.
Yeah.
No.
No, I do think there's a personal space boundary.
Oh my
like
gosh.
You can't cross that. And especially, no. I mean, especially if you're with your children. I think if a celebrity's with their children, it's I know it's your one shot, but like those kids have to be protected at all costs.
At all times.
So I agree with you with the kids, but I love you, Blake.
Yes.
I love them for saying that. All right, well, up next, J-Lo is moving to LA and closer to Ben, but will this actually help or hurt their relationship? Plus, Chris Harrison exits The Bachelor. Is this the right move? And what he's saying today? All of that is coming up after the break. Kim, I can't believe someone choked you.
Yes.
That is.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back. It's time for today's Hollywood Minute. Elizabeth Olsen dropped a bomb during a chat with Kaley Cuoco for Variety's Actors on Actors series. She pointed out a cute book in the background and said her husband must have left it there. Yep, she let it slip that she's married. Elizabeth's been with musician Robbie Arnett since 2017, and the two got engaged in 2019, so congrats to the happy couple. The 90s were all about pitting NSYNC against the Backstreet Boys, and it turns out there was actually some bad blood. NSYNC's Chris Kirkpatrick joined the Backstreet Boys as AJ McLean to perform their new song Air at a fundraiser in Vegas, and he said there was a time they couldn't even be in the same room together. But he says they've quit playing games and moved on. And Robert De Niro stopped by The Tonight Show with a shocking piece of Hollywood trivia. He says he was initially cast as the lead in the movie Big. Now, it didn't end up working out. Robert says negotiations went a different way, and the part, of course, eventually went to Tom Hanks. Kim, I have a question for you. Do you relate to this, and have you ever regretted passing up a part?
Oh my God. Yes, absolutely. With J.J. Abrams and the show Lost.
What?
Yes.
No way.
J.J. was like, come on, Kim, this is about an airplane's gonna crash on this island. And da da da. I was like, oh, Gilligan's Island? I said, that is never gonna make it.
Oh.
I said, what else do you have?
My God. You said, what to J.J. Abrams, what else do you have?
What else do you have?
And what else you got for me,
J.J.? I did. He had something else, and it was a fantastic show, but it didn't get picked up, and it was his baby. When someone says, oh, this is my, it was called The Catch, and it was so fantastic, and it just didn't get picked up.
I would have loved you on Lost.
I
would have loved you on Lost.
Yep, I would have been a little crazy. One of those monsters. But that's all right, JJ. I'm still here.
Call
we can still work together.
Anytime.
We went on to start doing big movies and everything, so I was very happy.
That's amazing. I love hearing those. By the way, those casting stories are my favorite.
Oh,
because then you imagine that person in that role. Like, can you imagine Robert De Niro in Big?
That's a different movie altogether.
No.
That
is.
That doesn't. That doesn't.
Yeah.
No. Tom Hanks if he didn't do Big?
Great
I feel
question.
Like that just put him, like, skyrocketed him.
Totally.
That movie was everything.
I love it. All right, well, guess what we just heard? J-Lo is officially making the move to LA. A source exclusively tells E! News she's packing up her Miami rental and has even started looking at schools for her kids in the fall. The source also adding she's excited about a fresh start and pursuing things with Ben. So, do we think Jennifer is moving to LA for Ben? And how do we feel about that?
Wow.
Oh, that's a little much. How about for her Netflix deal? How about for a job? She was renting down in Miami, so it wasn't permanent. And we got to remember, we were in a pandemic.
Yes.
So during a pandemic, maybe you go down and stay with your kids down in Miami. I don't think she would really move here for Ben. I mean, I think it's a great idea, but they broke up, in 2004? Back in the day. I think it's a good idea to be near him, but I don't think it's for him. I hope not, too.
I mean, we've all made the mistake of changing up our lives for a man. And I would hope at this point in her life and her experience that she knows better than that. Because I would never move somewhere for a man, especially with children. Like, she's got to have a million other reasons to be moving back here.
Well, and let me tell you a little secret about rich people, like J-Lo rich kind of people. They have a lot of homes, y'all. So the fact that we're saying that she is moving to L.A., just in her relationship with A-Rod, they bought a house in New York City,
yeah. in Malibu, in Encino,
wow.
Encino too,
wow.
and in Star Island.
Right.
So that was just in her relationship with A-Rod. On her own, she also had Hidden Hills, two apartments in New York wow. City, Long Island, Miami, and then her original LA house in 2000. So wow. she's right. been a resident of LA since 2000. This is not about Ben. This is about, hey, listen, I just want to change it up. She already has homes all over right. the LA area.
And Mark Anthony lives in Miami. So correct. her baby's dad is yes. all the way on the other side of the
rich
so
people that's why love. She was probably rich people collect houses like we collect like Pokemon cards. You know what I mean? Like yes. that is what rich people do. They collect real estate. So this is just a real estate play for her. I don't think she's coming here because Ben's no. like, I'm not gonna date you unless you're in my zip code.
But he no. is a cherry on top. You know,
I mean,
he's
listen,
real
it's
cute.
Nice to be able to just like drive to your booth yes, and not hey, have to boo. Get on a PJ.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah, very convenient.
I really hope it works out for them because I think that's the one man that she really loved. And I say I that because the way she looked at him, look at that way she's looking at him. I've never seen her look at any man like
that's
that.
That's how A-Rod looked at her.
Yes.
She never looked
she
at
never
him.
She never looked at him like that. You have to watch a woman and the way she looked at Ben, you have never seen, even Mark no. Anthony, she didn't look at him
no,
like that.
No, she called Ben yep. her one big heartbreak.
Yes.
And you can
look,
see
look,
it
look,
in
there
her
it is.
Eyes.
There
look at that.
There it is.
She's like, I can eat your face off.
God, I love that feeling. Remember in the beginning of a relationship, you used to look at your man like that. You're like, I'll eat you for breakfast.
Yes.
I will eat you up.
And now, Toby?
And now I'm like.
I'm still waiting on that.
Are you going to do the dishes? You going to pick the kids up from school?
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
It happens. It
changed.
It happens.
It's okay. It happens. Relationships evolve. All right, we got to talk about Chris Harrison, you guys, because big news, he will no longer be the host of the Bachelor franchise. Mm. He announced he's leaving the ABC show after almost two decades. Chris says he is, quote, grateful to Bachelor Nation for all the memories, and now he's excited to start a new chapter. Now, in case you forgot, he'd been on temporary leave since February after making controversial comments. Was this the right move for him, and is it the right move for the show?
Ugh. I'm so sad.
So you're sad.
Sad for Chris?
Sad. I feel like he's just like a staple in our homes.
Yeah,
it's like, hey, Chris, what's going on? Good to see you again.
Toby might be alone
so
on this one.
To-
So you and like I are like,
you're like, time to go?
I'm like,
well, I mean, everything must change. Everything
yes,
comes to an
change.
End and things change. And sometimes you got to push people out for him to go do something else. You get
right.
too comfortable. His next thing, and he's also, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire or something? He's a
okay.
he's a host on another
Here's
game
the,
show somewhere.
I don't feel bad.
He's got a lot of money for leaving too, please.
It's
think.
Rumored that he got a 8-figure payout
yes.
from ABC.
Wow, okay.
So I don't feel bad for anybody that is collecting double-digit millions.
Correct.
Oh. I just don't. Listen, am yes. I sad that he lost it? Anybody loses their job?
Yes.
Sure, but I think the conditions in which he lost the job, he brought on himself.
Correct.
That's my opinion.
Yes.
And I also think, you know, the only thing I do feel bad for is I don't think that Chris Harrison was the only problem with the Bachelor franchise. Mm. I think that there's problems within that franchise.
Speak.
I do. I think.
Speak.
I know. I do. You
speak.
Know, and by the way, watching Tayshia and Caitlin host that show as two women in prime time on a series that's been on ABC, I think make more room for women to be hosting shows.
Right, but the what? Right women for hosting the
well,
show.
Yes.
I'm really concerned that as they go down the line and these and it gets deeper and deeper and these women start crying. Women, we are emotional.
Yes. We are.
And so
we get attached.
We're going to get attached, and we might sit there and go, you know, unless they're Barbara Walters or Oprah.
Well,
you
I mean,
wouldn't.
Yesterday we had a little conversation.
Yes.
You all, y'all didn't
True.
Hear this, but we thought a really good host for The Bachelor and The Bachelorette would be Kim Whitley.
Hello.
Because
yes.
can you imagine Kim Whitley sitting next to some of these chump guys
exactly.
trying to make a decision? You would coach them.
Are you kidding?
Through. I would
be
coach
amazing.
She would be not. You would not be emotionally attached
I
whatsoever.
Say, come here, come here.
You're like,
would,
get it together.
Dry up those tears. Dry up those tears. Come here. Come here. Put your head on mama. Come on.
Come here, honey.
Go get your woman. Now go get your
get
woman.
Out get your,
and
go,
then
go,
as he goes out the door, there you go, boo. Go. Just like, I tell Tom that. Tom, that's right.
That's right. No, listen, I think that this signals hopefully a big change for the franchise.
Yes.
Behind the scenes as well in front of the camera, let's modernize. It is 2021. We need more diversity
yes.
across the
and
board.
And I hope the women,
okay.
now I'm not down the women, I hope they do a good job.
Me
and
too.
I hope that then they say, you know what, this is a great idea. Have some women as a host.
Yeah, I love
I like
that
it.
Idea.
I like it. All right, well, up next. From pizza to pie, we're whipping up your favorite childhood recipes. Thank God this baby is starving, but oh, there's a healthy twist.
Uh-oh.
Yay!
Just kidding.
Yay!
I'm just kidding. I like healthy food too.
No, I'm still on WW.
Really?
Honey.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. Health and wellness expert Christine Lucita is here today. Welcome to Daily Pop.
Thank you.
And Christine is recreating healthier versions of some of our favorite recipes just in time for summer. To grab your phone now to scan the QR code so you can try these recipes at home.
Okay, that's right. Now, okay, it's getting hot outside and we need to eat lighter, but we're still craving pizza. Okay, new mama.
Yeah.
By the way,
Christine just had a baby 2 months ago. How amazing does she look?
Thank you.
Incredible. Seriously.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, so how do we kick off?
We're upgrading
our
pizza, right? Okay, we are making Greek salad pizza. So delicious. Ooh. All right, so ladies, grab your ingredients. Let's toss in a little bit of olive oil
in our mason jar.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to do it really easy. This way it stores easily. We're going to add in a little onion powder, garlic powder, oregano. This dressing does not need to be refrigerated, which is a bonus, and it can last for a couple of weeks right on your kitchen counter.
Oh, just on the counter.
Now, Christine, I have a question about how long on average do your healthy recipes take? Does cooking healthy take more time or less time?
It takes less time. It actually 20 minutes prep to plate, and on a budget of $16, which is the average American family of four. So, and actually, this comes under. We're going to add a little Dijon.
Okay.
Is that like the secret to those good dressings? Yeah, that's the secret to it for Greek salad anyway.
Oh, Dijon?
Somebody told me that, and I was like, I don't like mustard. And they're like, do you like Greek dressing?
Put the top back on it.
Put the top back on. Let's give it a little shake.
Wait, I missed something. What is this?
Oh, that's red wine vinegar.
Put it in?
Yeah, put it in.
Okay, the whole thing?
Okay. The whole thing.
Okay, and then shake it up.
Shake it up. Shake it up. Shake it up.
How many calories is this pizza going to have?
They're going to have 125 calories per slice. 6 grams of fat, where traditional cheese pizza has anywhere from 200 to 600 calories and over 30 grams of fat. So this is pretty amazing. All right, so ladies, let's toss it in. Let's make it. We'll add a little bit of onions. Okay, we're adding in bell peppers. This is where it really gets good for you, better for you, because the bell peppers, one cup has more vitamin C than a navel orange, which is pretty amazing.
And now with this kind of pizza, you obviously can pick your own topping. So like, let's say like I'm making this for my kids and my kids hate bell peppers.
Yes.
I can skip the bell peppers.
Exactly. You can swap it out for anything. We're also going to be using cauliflower crust, but you can really modify this to any dietary
needs. These tomatoes are beautiful. They're like farmer's market tomatoes.
Delicious.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
I'm not an olive girl. I'm going to leave the olives.
Okay, skip the olives. Do it. All right. Now let's just toss in some of our dressing. Oh, so delicious.
This is so easy. This is like cooking, which is my favorite kind
lettuce.
Of cooking.
Exactly. Oh, add the lettuce.
Okay. Just
toss
a
it around.
Dressing.
And voila. And if you have extra lists, this is great for parties, for summer holidays. It presents well. And let me show you, ladies, exactly what it looks like.
Yeah, I was going to say, where's the finish?
Okay.
Oh, the crust.
Look how gorgeous this is.
Can we have crust down
there? Yes. Put that on there.
Yeah, and what I love to do is I take a little baster brush and I actually put the dressing on the crust first, and so it seeps in as it's cooking, so it really gives it good flavor.
Okay.
And this is exactly what it looks like. Again, 125 calories.
I love it.
You know,
okay, so you soak this on and then you put it in.
You put it on top, and we are debunking that healthy food can look just as good and taste just as good as junk food.
I have a question.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is cute and all that, and you know, it's great. All the calories that we're saving with the pizza. What's for dessert?
We get to dessert.
Hello, dessert. Okay, so peach is in season right now. We are making peach cobbler parfait.
Oh, you're
so
speaking
delicious.
My language.
Okay, yeah, delicious. All right, let's toss in this heater a little bit of peaches.
Yum.
Peaches.
Oh
what else?
My God, so good. Okay, we're gonna add a little butter.
Okay.
Butter.
A lot of butter, which I like.
Lots
okay.
Of butter,
a little brown
butter.
Sugar.
Yep.
We're going to do a squeeze of lemon. Lemon is so good. It really brings out that flavor of peaches.
Lemon
in this? I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I just dropped
a little bit of
lemon inside.
We're going to do a little cinnamon in there.
Okay.
And a little bit of vanilla, which again really gets the flavor so good.
Okay, vanilla.
Peaches are, did you guys know peaches are really high in vitamin A and C? They're also known to help us slow down the aging process and keep our skin clear.
How long do we break peaches for?
We simmer this for about 8 minutes.
Okay.
I need to take a bath in the peaches.
Exactly, we all do for summer, right?
Oh my God. Y'all, there is no better smell than soft, like warm butter.
Oh my God, this must be.
I'm agreeing. Look how
good I finished mine.
I know, I was going to say,
look how this caramelizes.
Okay, so we put it all in a mason jar.
Put a little mint on top, because, you know, pretty is productive, and we want, you know, everything to be visually
appealing.
I'm
going to add a little extra.
Oh my God.
Exactly, here we go. Kim.
Oh, wait a minute.
This is coconut whipped cream. Here we go.
Oh, I already added an extra serving.
Okay. It's dairy-free. Again, this is 150 calories.
How many?
150 calories.
You guys.
No way.
Traditional peach cobbler is 396 calories and over 30 grams of fat.
Is this in your book?
This is in my book, yeah.
I don't even like healthy food, and this is incredible.
Yes.
Thank you so much for these delicious recipes. And for more, y'all can check out Christine's book, The Right Fit Formula. Tons of easy recipes for your family. They are fast and low calorie. And after the break, Crocs with heels. What? Wait, what? No. Y'all wear these shoes. Oh, God, I can't wait to hear what Kim has to say about this. And can you guess the celeb rocking this wild black and white outfit? See if you're right when we come back. This peach cobbler tastes as good as any peach cobbler I've ever had. Amen, I love it.
This is fantastic.
The baby likes it.
Oh, my God, this is great.
Welcome back. Well, before the break, we asked if you could guess which star stepped out in this wild black and white outfit. All right, ladies, who do you think it could be? Tom says he knows. Tom, you cheated. That's because you got to see the question mark face.
Tom said, I know.
I know. Kim? Toby?
Kendall Jenner?
That's a good guess because the legs are really long. Okay, who is it?
That was
Sophie
good.
Turner?
Oh, Sophie. Kendall!
Oh, you are
Toby.
Good with that.
I'm good at these quizzes. I can take them
Toby
all day.
Toby has won every game since she's been
she
here.
Has.
I am a celebrity pop.
You know it.
You know it.
Professional.
She knows her stuff, y'all.
Yes.
Because
I
those legs, those long legs.
Yeah, that's so true. Good outfit, by the way.
Great
Can't wear that now, but I will soon. All right, well, curtain bangs are back in style, but before you go chopping your hair, celebrity hairstylist Sally Hershberger is showing us how to do it just right.
Today I'm going to show you the biggest rage, curtain bangs. Everybody's calling in and wanting this look. Right now it looks like, you know, it's a couple inches past the jawline. I usually start at the upper lip and I'm just going to section out this area. I'm starting right at the middle of the lip. Now I'm going right to the top of the lip. And now I like to just slightly blend it in to the sides, ever so slightly. And so now there's my guideline, and you see how it drops here. I'm just gonna take this and just soften it down. Now I'm going to the other side, and again, I'm just taking the tiniest amount of hair, and I pulled this other section over to this side, you know? And then I cut into it like this. Now that we gave Jean-Marie curtain bangs, she's gonna have to keep her hair healthy because she'll be styling it every day. So I recommend K18 treatment. I'm just gonna show you how I finish it off with my texturizing balm. And I'm just gonna run my hands together and I literally pull it through like this. And there you have it, that beautiful cascading moment.
That looks so good. Okay, Toby, be honest. During quarantine, did you cut or color your own hair?
I did none. I just let my freak flag fly. I just let that thing grow out like a lion's mane. My husband grew out his hair. He grew a beard. Oh. My kids didn't cut their hair. Yeah, we look like true. A bunch of wild, crazy jungle people.
The Kronks.
Exactly. Okay, well, are y'all ready for some fashion gone wild? Balenciaga just unveiled their new collaboration, and it is with Crocs.
No.
I know.
No.
And yes, they are a high-heeled stiletto Croc. Now, don't worry. In case you don't like the black, that's cool. We've got different colors for you as well.
Wow.
There's other colors available, green, gray.
Oh, I'm rocking that.
Don't worry. We don't know how much the shoe will cost, but they're Balenciaga, so you know this is not like a $18.99 kind of find.
Oh, my God.
Would y'all wear these?
Yep.
Kim! No, you wouldn't.
I collect Crocs. I've gotten them from all over the world.
What?
You don't think I'm not going to get a pair of those?
This is an interesting fact about
you. The only thing is the heel looks like it has a weight limit on it. That little skinny heel, I don't know. That might be for Liliana. I don't know if that's a big girl heel, so.
That thing looks sturdy to me.
Look at you.
All right.
I need a cinder block.
I think Toby's passing and Kim is saying, send me all the colors, Crocs, so send them straight to Kim Whitley, please. All right, still ahead. Do you ever compare yourself to others on social? The celeb mom who's admitting the struggle is real, and we can all probably relate with this. Stick with us.
Wow.
That is hilarious. I would die.
Hard pass on that. Seventh Heaven actress Beverly Mitchell says the mom comparison trap is real. She posted this picture on Instagram, writing that she's been struggling lately and can't stop comparing herself to the moms on social who look like they have it all figured out. You're both moms. Can y'all relate to this? Do you think this happens?
Yes. Well, first of all, yeah, but I don't post when I'm looking like a mom.
Right.
I know.
I don't think Beverly's understanding what Instagram is. You have to remember that Instagram is a highlight reel. It is not real life. And anybody who proclaims it is lying to you and to themselves.
It's not the truth.
So it's really just like the best parts.
Yeah.
And, you know, I feel like you just have to keep reminding yourself as that. As you scroll, you can just be very intimidated by people's lives. And it can start to make you feel bad, like you're not doing enough, you're not pretty enough, you're not skinny enough. It's all the things. But just remember, Beverly, we are all just like you, sitting in our in our living rooms with our robe on, drinking coffee and going, why are these kids so crazy?
Yes.
It's so true. And one thing I realized, just being pregnant, because I'm not a mom yet, is that as bad as like the rest of the world is to women, sometimes women are so vicious with women, especially in the mom world. I cannot tell you how many nasty messages I have gotten in my DMs about what I'm choosing to wear. People are like, why can't you just wear like a normal maternity dress? Like, why do you have to wear stuff that's tight? Why do you have to wear stuff that's short? I'm like,
what?
Last time I checked, y'all did not grow the baby that is in my belly. Yes, this is somebody literally said to me this, girl, you can actually wear a sweet, pretty little maternity gown. We all know you're pregnant.
No, we don't. Stand up. Let them show you.
Let me show them.
That's right. Yes, you be that woman.
That's right.
This is the problem is that women that do that, they're not comfortable in their own skin.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
You are showing that you are comfortable in your own skin. You're comfortable being pregnant. But we look at someone even like Lizzo. You see, Lizzo's not pregnant, but she has a stomach. You know, we
haters
have stomachs.
Gonna hate.
And she is she's
haters
comfortable in her skin, and she loves herself. She's not pregnant. And you're pregnant. You dress
not
like
only,
this when you're not,
not
pregnant.
Not only am I pregnant, it took me 6 years to get pregnant.
So that's you can like bet your Oscar.
That this is my gold medal baby.
That's
I worked
right.
for 6 years to have this baby
Amen.
Bump. I am gonna honor it and love it and show it off every second of every day. And if y'all don't like it, unfollow
turn the
me.
Channel.
Oh, wait, don't do that.
No, don't turn the channel.
I got a bump too.
Yes.
No,
I'm
just messing with you.
I love it. All right, guys, well, up next, Beyonce's fashion is always on point, but is this patent leather shirt something we can all afford? I'm going to say no. But anyway, we're playing a round of budget friendly or budget buster right when we come back. Thank you, guys.
Yes.
I love y'all. All right, y'all, it is time to test your fashion knowledge in a game of budget friendly or budget buster. We've got our paddles out, so are y'all ready to play?
Ready.
Okay,
ready.
First up, Beyonce took to the gram in this oversized embellished patent leather shirt. Do we think this is budget friendly or a budget buster?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, Beyonce is just code for bougie
Absolutely.
And we can't afford it.
Yes.
Okay.
Bougie Beyonce.
What is it?
Exactly.
Reveal.
Woo!
Exactly.
We don't even have a paddle big enough for that one.
I couldn't even count how many numbers were in. I was like, is it $10?
That was a car.
What just happened?
Wow.
Beyonce.
Was that really $10,000? Okay. Yeah.
Okay, right. Selena Gomez stepped out in this white flowy sundress. What do you think? Did she spend a lot on this one? Mm. I find her super accessible and relatable. I feel like maybe we could go
budget friendly. I'm with you. Budget friendly.
Just be like $10,000.
It looked like those ruffles might cost.
Okay, how much was it? Give us a number. Yes!
Okay, all right.
Okay, Vicky goes, all right. Bella Hadid went for a glammed up look in this fringe tank top. Did she drop coin on this or not? That looks expensive.
Her shoes, I know, are expensive.
Yeah,
so let's just go.
I already think
this
it's
is what we think. What's the answer? Give us
let's
a number.
Let's go with it. Let's go with it.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
And that's
who pays $3,000 for a top?
You know?
Because it looks like she was doing a photo shoot. See?
It does look like a photo
that's
shoot.
That's the difference. They spend money on these photo shoots.
I love it. All right, guys. Well, I just got some very inside intel. I heard who might be replacing Chris Harrison. I'm just going to put it out there. It is just a rumor, but it is coming from a good source.
Okay.
Lil Jon. That's it. All right, we gotta go, you guys, tomorrow.
Okay.
Make sure you're ready for the last episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. We have a sneak peek at the finale, plus a Father's Day gift guide. We will see y'all back here tomorrow. Somebody get a shot of Kim's face when I drop that little nugget. It's just a rumor, but it comes from
a
good source.
That's a joke.
I don't know, Kim.
No.
I take my sources very seriously.
What, you got it off of Instagram?
I don't.